excited. Mundras Potenandina Nimga Mundra. But my time is Mundras. What type of Mundras for? Why does Mundras say that Tinish Shanishba is Potter from Achatz? Shrashi, my time is the Mundras. Avinyin A Vadi Loy Somach Leneva Shoigig Dumi the Mason. Avad Stamma, this Svor, like he said, that a Shoigig has to be Dumi the Mason, Sam Stavrum. So I Shoigig Chilif. What is different? The Mason Lekled Meninu. So Chaya by Potter. You can't make a Sushtel or Lemis a Sushtel Shoigig to Mason. Mason is Mamish Chaya Misa, Chaya Chorus. Shoigig has different aloches. It's only Chaya Vachatis. So Vadi is not only Semech on what he said before, Mundvaz, that I'm learning out Shoigig Dumi the Mason. So what's Mundvas Svara to say Yoni Chayiv Achatis in the case where one time you knew there's an Issa Shabbos, you knew there's an Issa Chelev, now right now you forgot about the Issa. This Ksiv Mundvas Svara the Ksiv Teres Achas Yilachem L'yoyse Bishgod. It says Teres Achas. This is talking about Avoy Dezorah. So it's actually Teres Achas Yilachem Ka Bikorven Avoy Dezorah Ksiv Pasha Shtak L'Kanoshim. In the case where somebody was deemed Avoy Dezorah B'meid B'shegi, says Chayiv Achatis. By that chatas, says the Loshin, Torah achat yilchem, there should be one Torah leisib shgodim. The somachlei, right after it says, Vanefesh ashatasa biyad roma. Somebody does the chet b'meizid. Biyad roma means amazed. You didn't have a yazar b'meizid. So hikish, shegig l'meizid. Here the Torah b'feresh put together, shalacha of you did have a yazar b'shegig, that you chayi b'chatas, next to a case you do have a yazar biyad roma b'meizid. What's the smichus? Ma amazed, just like amazed. Shois lo yidiyah, it means that metchila you knew this nitzvah of avoid the zorah. And now you didn't need to avoid the zorah, yichai misom, a shogi, the same case of a shogi, that yichai vachatis, dafki is, shois lo yidiyah. And the case where at one time I call upon him, you knew this such you said of nitzvah avoid the zorah. And now you forgot and didn't avoid the zorah, shogi, that's the case yichai vachatis. But a tinik shenishpa that never knew this you said of avoid the zorah, he's potter from achatis. Rabbonin, hi Terachas Mayavle, what do Rabbonin do with this Terachas? Mi boida likademikri le Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lebrei. Like Yeshua ben Levi taught his son. Terach says, Terachas yilachem liyese b'shgoda. Terach says, in the Pasha of the korban avoy the zori you bring, Oksiv, the next passage says, v'chi sishkum v'loisasu as kol ha-mitzvah seila. Somebody b'shegig was over one of the lavim, that's also a chayiv chatis for. The drasha of the chisisku v'sasas kol mitzvah seilo v'yafina b'hervis zu avoy de zoro. Talking about the chet of avoy de zoro, so yishkula k'chol ha-mitzvahs. That's doima to all the mitzvahs. If you din avoy de zoro, it's like you oiva kol tera kulam. Hoksiv tera achas means kol ha-tera b'mashma. The whole tera is b'mashma. Hoksiv, the next posik says, v'yanefesh ha-shatasa v'yad roma. If somebody does the chet v'yad roma b'meitit. Is hook shul kulam avoid the zora? Who hook is all the kavonis to avoid the zora? The drashi hook shul kavonis shall shkogis shall kol aveirut shall avoid the zora. Has this Torah achas is a limit to any chet you do b'shegig that you have a chiyav chatus to bring a chiyav korban l'shel avoid the zora to the chet the korban of avoid the zora. What's the limud? Ma avoy de zoro. Korban shelo ein abo. Elo ala veiru gemura. Shechayv al doni koris. The only time you have a chiyuv to bring a chat as a korban is such a chet that if you would have done the chet b'meizid, you chayiv a korus. Now that you do the chet b'shegig, we say you chayiv a korban. To some acclaim, v'nefesh shatasa b'yad rama v'nichrason. That's why there's a hekesh of shegig to meizid. To tell me on which type of a shegig is the rechiv chatis, only in avera that if you do the avera b'meizid, I'll call upon the chiyuv korus. But the chiyuv misavadim is good. But if you do something b'meizid, there's no chiyuv korus. Even if you do the chet b'shegig, there won't be any chiyuv chatis. Chatis and korus goes together. The only chayiv a chatis, if you do the avera b'shegig, in a case if you would have done it b'meizid, you would have been a chayiv korus. Then b'shegig, the Torah says you chayiv a chatis. So tomorrow, hukish kulum avoy de zorah. All the chiyuvim a chatis is hukish avoy de zorah. Ma lahala, just like avoy de zorah. Dovah shechayav mal zoyin a korus. In such a case, if you do it b'meizid, you chayiv korus. That's without hasrua. With hasrua, you chayiv misa. V'shilgos v'chatis in medina avoy de zorah b'shoigig. That means you forgot as an iser, or you didn't know this malach is called the malachas avoy de zorah. Is chayiv chatis af kol dover. Who are than any other chet in the Torah? Shechayav v'mazdoin a korus. In the case that you do the chet b'meizid, you chayiv korus. V'ashilgos v'chatis. In such a chet, if you do that chet b'shoigig, then you chayiv chatis. But such a chet you do b'meizid, there's no chiyuv korban, there's no chiyuv koris, b'shoigig there's no chiyuv chatis.
Right. That's what he said, right? Rashi, Av kola teira, ein mevi in chatis, elo adobo shudoni koros. Stam lav, you're not chayv chatis. Only in such a lav, that if you do it, b'mezi, the chayv koros. Satra bonim limud. But there's no limud that shogi gata v'yediyah b'chlal. There's even a tinnik shenishpa, a kid that never knew b'chlal, there's aloch ha-shabbat, never knew there's nisa v'y d'zora. If he deems v'y d'zora, later when he finds out the yemes, he's chayv to bring a chatis. He should it. Because he should have learned earlier. So tomorrow, v'yele munvaz shkoga b'may. Now good, so munvaz says this hekishir, and munvaz before was even asking, even in the case, that you know you're doing an isser, still he says yechayv chatis. So that Gemara, if you know, like you know this is chaylev, and you know it's also to eat chaylev, so why yechayv chatis? What's the shaking? That's mamash called amazing. That was Rebbe Kiva's kasha back to Munvaz before. You Munvaz says the chiddush, even if you know it's chatis and you chaylev, and you know it's also to eat chaylev, still if you eat a b'shegig, yechayv a korban. Now what kind of shaking is it? For the more vele Munvaz shkoga b'may, what was he shaking? Shrashi vele Munvaz the Yom Liel. To me shoyz leyidia b'shatz ma'is yechayv chatis. Even somebody knows right now, b'shat is eating the chaylev. I know it's chaylev, and still he's eating it. So how's the case? If I have a chattis, a botella, what kind of shkodr is that? You knew it's also teat chaylev, but you only knew there's a lav. You did not know the Torah says that if you do it, b'shat is eating the chattis. You did not know the korban involved. So you were shogag nogeya to the chiv korban. Trashi to shogag the korban to yodei shechayiv as doni korus. I did not say that. You mamish knew b'mezi the chayiv korus. I will any yodei shechayiv ulachatis. But you forgot this. You said that if you do it b'shogig yechayiv achatis, that's also called b'shogig. Tremendous chiddush. For rabbanon, what's the rabbanon for? We hold a rabbanon of Adam that shigigas korban loishmesh gogin. That's not called b'shogig. Since the mitzvah, you know you're eating chaylev right now, and you know there's an istat eat it, and you even know you get korban if you eat it, that's not called b'shogig. Ah, you don't know one prat of a korban. That's not called b'shogig though. Trashi loishmesh gogo at sheshogag daver atzma. A shogig means that the chlau, you do not know you're doing an avera. As far as you're concerned right now, you forgot chaylev is awesome. Or you forgot this piece is chaylev. You didn't think this is the fat that's awesome. You thought this is shuman, this is the mutadika fat, you thought. That's a shogig. But in the case where you know it's issa, just you don't know the chiv korban, havadi apota, that's not called the shogig, that's called amazing. For rabbonan shkoga v'mai. Now according to rabbonan, how much of a shkoga do you have to have? He said, Munvaz, we just said the Chiddush was, even though you knew that is the Chiyiv Koris, still, since you don't know a Chattis, you still Chayiv a Chattis. Now, according to Rabbonin, how much of a Shkoga do you have to be? There's two ways to learn. Avad, you can't know that the Chiyiv Koris involved. What about if you just know there's a Lav involved? Now, you know Chaylev is also Teig, but you thought it's a Poshra Lav. You did not even know there's a Chiyiv Koris. Is that called the shogig? Because nageya to chorus and chatas goes together. Since you did know that there's such a chomadik issa that you chayev a chorus, maybe that's called the shogig, nageya to korban. Or else no. The way Pashtas, according to Rabbanan, the shogig means you bechlal don't know you're doing an issa at all. You think chaylev is mamish muta. But if you know that chaylev al koponim is a lav, that's also called amazing already. This is the shalom according to Rabbanan for Tigmarum. For Rabbanan, shkog v'may. Rashi v'rabbonon the boy shkogo b'aver atzma. You have to be shogi. You don't know that you're doing an aver now. Shkogo b'may karmi. How much of a shogi do you have to be? Shkogo b'kula milsa b'lav v'koris. Does it mean your mamash have to be shogi that b'chlal you do not know chaylev is osur at all? You don't know there's a lav involved, and you don't know there's a chiyav koris involved. As far as you're concerned, it's mamash muta. That's poshut pshat. No, maybe it's enough, even according to Rabbanim, even though you know chaylev is osur. But if you only think it's a lav, you don't know there's a chiyav koros involved, maybe that's also called a shogeg. That's also called a shogeg. Saka machlekes. Rabbi Yechon no mak goin sheshogeg b'koros. Sant, mashal they pass in the Rambam back like this. Then it's enough to say you're a shogeg in the koros. Afal pi shezit b'lav. Even though you're a person that knows chaylev is osatit, but you only think there's a lav involved, you don't know there's a chiyav koros involved, that's also called the shogeg. And if you eat this chaylev now, matnas taiva, you have to bring a chatas, a korban. For yashlokish shama no, ashi yishko v'lav a koros. You have to be mamash a shogeg gomer. I mean, as far as you're concerned, it's mutter to eat chaylev. You do not even know there's a lav. But lo yitzu, you know it's also tita b'teros a lav even, there wouldn't be a chiyav chatas. Shrashi kivon, she shogeg the koros alvagav shizu v'lav. She oz ha korban al a koros. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the korban comes because you did not know the klal, you're doing an avera of a korus. With what chet, which chet, the after being a korban chatis, only a chet that has a chiyuv korus to it. So the ikka that's mechayev you a korban is the korus. So Rabbi Yochanan holds, if you do not know this chet has a chiyuv korus, so now you call the ganze shogig negated to this new pasha of korban chatis. Therefore you chayev the korban chatis. But as Lakas holds, no, he holds shogig means poshit, shogig means even from the lav, you have to think it's mutter. Omar Rav, my time of the Shurim Belokish, what's Rosh Lakish's time that your mama should have to be a Shogig Legamri from the lav and from the chorus? Omar Kroa Shalosi Aseno Pishkogo V'yoshim and V'yoshim. And then you realize you did a chet. Ache Yishkog B'lav V'chorus Shabo. It's Ache Pishkog that Rashi Loisi Aseno Hain the lav. The Torah says Ache Loisi Aseno. Even the lav mashim was also Pishkogo. So even after lav Shaboy, you did not know it was also. That's where Rabbi Yochanan. That's where Rosh Lakish dashes. Rabbi Yochanan, high krah to Rosh Shimon ben Lakish. This, remember Rosh Shimon ben Levi. This krah goes according to Rosh Shimon ben Levi. Don't forget, Rabbi Yochanan, high krah to Rosh Shimon ben Lakish. My overlay. I what does Rabbi Yochanan do with this pasuk that Rosh Lakish just brought down? And Rosh Lakish just brought a good raya. The pasuk says, "I shall loy se'asenu b'shgoga." That even the lav, you were shaking upon the lav. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say no? In the case that you know there's a lav involved, just you don't know there's a chiyuv koris, also chayav achatis. Either Torah says loy se'asenu b'shgoga, and the Gemara miboy le'katanya. Me'yam Moris the pasuk says prat lemuma that a mumar is potter from a chiyuv chatis. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Oimer Mishum Reb Shimon Asher Loisi Asenu Bishgoga VeOshim. Someone did a chet and then he Oshim he realized did a chet. Is Hashav Miyidiyosai Maybe Korban Asher Gosai? Which type of a person that after he realizes did the chet he has to bring a korban? Only a person that now that he knows he did the chet he's going to do tshuva because he's not a mumar. He's an Elochiyid. Just he forgot, Chelev was also. Now you tell him Chelev was also, he'll zicha do tshuvi, won't need Chelev anymore. So such a person has a chiyuv chatis. Ma'ashen kein lo yishov, miyidiyosa, if you have a bandit, a mumma, that even after you tell him Chelev is also, he doesn't care. He's going to go ahead and need Chelev again, nochamom. He enjoys it, he's going to need Chelev again. He's not going to be shaved miyidiyosa. Even when he finds out about it, still he'll continue eating Chelev, such a person is... Is ainah maybe korban ashagosa? The Abishah doesn't want his korban. Has to be said that the korban is a kapara. Who's going to get a kapara? Somebody does tshuva. But this bandit that keep on doing chelev, there's no purpose for him to do a korban. He's not going. He doesn't have a chiyuv to bring a korban. So that's what does this. That's what this pasuk says. Hashalos yasenu b'shgoga v'yoshem. Who has to bring a korban? Only somebody that's an oshem will stop doing the chet. But if you're not going to stop doing the chet, you don't have to bring a korban. More bite a little bit. Tanan. Learn now Mishnah. There's a Mishnah later. Ovois Molochois Aboim Chosrachas. The Mishnah says later that there are 39 Ovois Molochis, 40 missing one. The Avinam born, we asked the Kasha, Minyono Lomeli, why does the Mishnah have to say 39 like? Pshit, they count them. The Mishnah reckons there is 39 Ovois Molochis, so go and count them. Why do you have to have an extra like word in the Mishnah to tell us the Minyonim? To make it easier for us, it doesn't have to say that. Trashi Minyono Lomeli, list the Ovois Molochis, that's all. Hazarei of Yachirish. Say, these are the Ovois Molochis, plowing, planting, lomli lemistin aboim chosrachas. Why does Mishnah have to say 39? Lisnayu, v'yanan yadinu, demem chosrachas ikka. Just say, just count the reckon, lays all the Ovois Molochis, and we'll count it ourselves, and so, no, we are 39. V'yomer Rabbi Yechon, it said, why does the Mishnah have to say 39? Shim osan kulam, v'helem echod, chayiv akolachas v'yachas. The Chiddush is, if you do them all, with one helem, you're forgetting all of them. In other words, you knew today was Shabbos. Just, you didn't know the Moloch is also. No, she must be kulam melam echad, chayiv akolach v'yachas. No, the case you knew today was Shabbos. Just, you didn't know today it's also Zareya, Chayrish, Koitzer, Zareya, Boirer. Because you didn't know each Moloch is also. You were shogeg in all Lamates Molochis. Is alocha yechayiv akolach v'yachas. Since each Av Moloch is a special Moloch by itself, yechayiv 39 chatois. It's the case that for one Shabbos, you'll be chayav 39 chatois. Shrashi Shemosan Kulam, V'simna b'yam ha'shminim, Leida kama chatois chayav achilu Shabbos achas. Therefore, the Mishnah says 39 to teach of, it's shayach a guy that can have to bring 39 chatois for one Shabbos. He did lamish every single lamish, every malach he did. The helam achas means he forgot today was Shabbos. No, forget it. He knew today was Shabbos. Just he forgot that this malach, he forgot about the 39 malachas. the Gemara, Hechi Mishkachas Lo, Vizodin, how do you find such a case that Yechai 39 Lochis, Vizodin Shabbos, is this have to say he's a guy that knew today was Shabbos? Because if he forgot today was Shabbos, the Mishnah says, you only chayiv one chatis. That's called the Ikish Shkoga was, you forgot today was Shabbos. Then you only have to bring one chatis, because there's one shegig, you forgot today was Shabbos. Here we want to say, Yechayiv 39 chatoyis, he zicha knows today is Shabbos. You have to say, Bizodin Shabbos, the guy is aware that today is Shabbos. Veshigas Melochis, just he forgot that the Melochis are also. But I call upon him, he knows that such is the Shabbos. Now the kasher is, what kind of modern year is this? If he was a shogun in all 39 malachis, he thought every single malach is mutter to do. So what do you mean he knows the Shabbos? What is Shabbos called then? That the guy could do every single malach there is, what do you mean he knows today is Shabbos? The chur of the kasher is he doesn't know today is Shabbos then. If you know today is Shabbos, Shabbos means that there's an issa, shrisi, you have to rest. What do you have to rest from? What do you think Shabbos is? For the Gemara, how do you have this case? So Bishtay, Mother Rabbi Yechon, is very good. Could go and share Shogag Bukharis. With Afal Pi, Shehezit Balav. We're talking about a person, the Yid, that knows the Shabbos. And he knows the Lamates Melachas. Now he thought all the Melachas of Shabbos only have a laugh to it. There's no Chiv Kuris involved by Shabbos, and there's no Korban involved by Shabbos. So therefore, if this person does it with such a Machshavam, he's Chayiv 39 Chatois. That's good, according to Rabbi Yechonin. B'shkach is not going to the other land of Shabbos Balav. He Akoponim knows that such Yisrael of Shabbos negate to a laugh. Elo le Reb Shimon ben Lakish to Yomer, Achi Yishko Balav the Kuris. Rosh Lakish says, no, when is a person Chayiv Echatis? When his mom is such a big Shegeg that he Bechlau does not even know there's a lav involved. He Bechlau doesn't think there's an Isra at all. He doesn't know Bechlau you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. You're allowed to plant on Shabbos. He thinks it's Mutter. Of a Zoid, the other Lay Shabbos of mine. How do you call this guy? He's called the guy that knows Shabbos. He's not shugging about Shabbos. He's only shugging about the Melochis. The guy doesn't know one Melocha to Shabbos, so it's called he forgot about Shabbos. He doesn't know Shabbos. What do you mean he knows Shabbos? Now the Gemara, I'll tell you, the Adina B'Tchumim. He knows one Halacha. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk with the Tchum. That's what he knows. The Aliba, the Rabbi Kiva, and it goes to the Quran to Rabbi Kiva, that holds the Yisra Tchum is the Raisa. His Pasha, we hold the Yisra Tchum is only with the Rabbanan. But there's a Rabbi Kiva sheet that holds as Midiraisa, you're not allowed to walk out of Tchum Shabbos. Some sheet will see in Erevin, some sheet is on a contra Bekiva, the Issa the Raisa is only Yud Beis Mil, like you had in the Mishkan, in the Midbar. If you walk Yud Beis Mil out of your city, then you're Chai Midiraisa. That we have our Payim Amma, that Zich only Midirabon, even a contra Bekiva. But I call part of a contra Bekiva, there's a Hecha Timsa, by walking Yud Beis Mil out of the city, you're over Issa the Raisa. So this Yid knew this one halachi. He knows today is Shabbos. And he learned that on Shabbos, Kiyom HaGad HaTchum, that's all he knew. So he knew today is Shabbos. He forgot every single Lam Tess Melachis. He's called the Shogun in all the Melachis. And he's Chayiv 39 Chatois. Drashi. Bishem Rav Yechni Yom HaShkogash Korish Moshkogo Mishkachas Lazod in Shabbos Balav HaShkogah Melachis Bechristus the Yadalei L'Shabbos Shehuzer Al-Alavim. He knows that such a thing as Shabbos is a lav. Oy shall cool on oy shall achas men. Might not come in even knew the lav on all Amatess Melachis, or he knew just in another cook on Shabbos. Hakol Ponim, he knew there's such a thing as Shabbos. Or Mashenkin, according to Resh Lokas, Yod Lev Shabbos Mahai. Haloy Bekul on Shogag. Kisav Veshakol Lamates Melachas Mutaris. If you have a Yid that thinks all Lamates Melachas are Mutar, what do you mean he knows there's Shabbos? There's no Shabbos on the Zayin. The Teretiz Betchumin, the Inon the Korban, the Aliba the Rabbi Kiva, the Yom HaMasech the Saita, Tchumim the Yeraisen Ninu, the Tnan Boi Bayem Dorosh Rabbi Kiva, Umidoisa Michutz Liyer. The Rabbi Kiva sheet to read that there's an Issam is Yeraisa to walk Chutz from Yud Beis Mil, to walk outside the Tchum. From the Zayas and Rashi learns here, Mamash Chayiv Echatis according to Rabbi Kiva. So I call upon him to get to something that is a Chiyiv that is Nisa the Yeraisa. All right, let's stop here.